Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
TGIF, my friends, I'm Will Silva, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. The winds of change blowing in Chi-Town. Former starter Mitchell Trubisky signing with Buffalo to back up Josh Allen. According to NFL Network insider Ian Rapoport, the Bills are giving Trubisky a one-year, $2.5 million deal. As for the Bears' new starter, Andy Dalton, he inked a one-year, $10 million contract this week and met with reporters to explain why the pitch of being QB1 was a deciding factor for him.
Well, I think that was part of the consideration. I mean, whenever you're going through the process, this was my first time to hit it, you know, when the new league year started. And so, when you hear that you're going to be the starter, that's an enticing pitch. So, yeah, if it would have been different, maybe the things would have turned out differently, but, it wasn't. This is how it's supposed to be.
I guess so, Andy. Ian also told us wide receiver Allen Robinson has officially accepted his franchise tag for $18 million in 2021. Rap Sheet also reporting the Bears are releasing veteran corner Kyle Fuller, but he notes it's still possible someone jumps in and trades for Fuller. The Colts trade for quarterback Carson Wentz made official when the new league year began Wednesday. He spoke to the Indianapolis media for the first time about his desire to be a part of this AFC contender.
Working with Frank first and foremost and what he's been able to do here and what has the culture that had already been established here over the years, you know, gets me excited. Obviously the O-line, the skill players, all of that, what they were able to do last year and, you know, be right on the verge of something special, you know, how close they came to come in and, you know, try and be a part of that. The area and the community, I think we've heard some amazing things. So I'm excited for my family to be a part of this community. And so there's a lot of things that we're super excited about and can't wait to really dive head first here in Indianapolis.
All right, Carson, as for his old team, the Eagles, they have several holes to fill ahead of 2021. New head coach Nick Sirianni telling us what he looks for in a player.
We're always looking for these things in a player. We're always looking for tough players. We're always looking for high football IQ players. We're always looking for players that are competitive, right? And we're always looking for players that love ball. Like, in my experience, like those four things, like when you find players that have those four things, like those are the guys you can't go to a game without. Like, hey, these guys, the players that have those four things, it just feels like every player that I've been around that I'm like, I can't get on the bus or the plane without him. He has those four qualities.
All right, those are the four qualities, Coach. Gotcha. In other NFC East news, Giants are giving quarterback Daniel Jones some help, signing two-time Pro Bowl tight end Kyle Rudolph to a two-year deal with a max value around $14 million. The Dolphins signing wideout Will Fuller to a one-year deal for more than $10 million. Fuller set career highs with 53 catches for nearly 900 yards and 8 touchdowns last year with Houston. Aaron Jones, fresh off signing a four-year, $48 million deal to return to the Packers, joining free agency frenzy Thursday afternoon to discuss what it will take for Green Bay to advance past the NFC Championship game and get Aaron Rodgers his second Super Bowl appearance.
We just got to go back to work and just nail the little details, all the small things, you know, just ball security, all those little small things. And I think we'll be right where we want to be. I feel like we have unfinished business, and that's a big part of the reason I wanted to come back. And, you know, it's a great teammates here. And so I feel like we're right there. We just got to finish.
Yes, you do. NFL Network's Tom Pelissero reporting the Raiders are signing free agent running back Kenyon Drake to a two-year deal worth up to $14.5 million with incentives. Las Vegas has asked quarterback Marcus Mariota to take a pay cut down to $3 million this year. If he refuses, the team will move on. Mariota is due $10.7 million. Join NFL legend Michael Robinson and former Super Bowl winning head coach Brian Billick for Total Access, the Locker Room podcast. They provide unique stories and insights about the game of football. Download it today. Have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll solve it. Those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.